What it do? What it do? It's your boy Ro back on Cloud 10 Radio. It's been a while. Been a while since I've been on here talking, you know, talking to myself. But shout out to the viewers. Everybody was over, I think, 3.6K listens, which is really dope for something that's just, you know, me either talking to the people that I care about, my friends, you know, some people that I admire, you know, some professionals, some athletes, some artists. Y'all know how we do. But I appreciate it. So thank you to the listeners, everybody who stuck with it. I appreciate that. Ignore the driving in the background. You know, I'm going to try to cover that up with some background music so y'all don't hear that. But to get to the point, what are we going to be talking about today? You've come back out of nowhere. Why the hell are we even doing a podcast right now? Well, look, I'm getting to this point where I'm about to be done with college. You know, it seems like everybody always asks, what does it feel like to be a senior? I mean, it's different for everybody. For me personally, it feels like it's indescribable. I mean, looking back at being like, man, when people say that, you know, oh, you know, time flies, like, there's only so many ways that you can say that, but the only way to get it is just to experience it. It's sort of like when, you know, you started high school and you're a high school freshman, and before you know it, you're graduating. It's that same feeling, and it's not really something that you can quantify. It's not something that you can pinpoint and be like, oh, it feels like this. Because everybody's just living their life. I mean, it's just interesting. Everybody's sort of on their own path. You see that there are people that, you know, that you used to be cool with that you never talk to anymore. Or people that you are cool with, that you somewhat stay in contact with. And people doing good things, people doing bad things. But, you know, I do think it is important that, you know, once you get to the age, you know, these transition periods where you're graduating or you get a new job and stuff, that you're willing to accept change, like, that you're open to it. Because it can definitely be wild at times, you know, like, damn, like, a lot is about to change. You know, you might be thinking about getting a new job, going to school, dropping out of school. I mean, hey, to everybody's gonna have their own preferences, and I think it's good that instead of basing your actions on what other people would suggest or what other people would do, you just look at it from your personal point of view. What do you actually want to do, and what would you actually benefit from doing? I feel like it's beyond the point, you know, once you get to the point where you're a senior, or, you know, you're around 20, 21, you shouldn't be living by the standards of parents or friends that you had when you were in high school. It's okay to sort of, you know, have those friends, but actually developing your own identity beyond that, I feel like, is extremely important. You know, if a friend doesn't see that, hey, being distant, and maybe sometimes being distant for friends is the best thing. You know, you grow, you flourish, you come back together, and you have that same core connection. Sometimes staying in your comfort zone, it can really hinder you from getting to the point that you really want to get to. And this is just me sort of just thinking about, you know, a lot of things, putting them all together and labeling them as what I've learned from college. I don't know. It sort of feels like a rant. But I don't know who could benefit from this, if anybody. If not, oh well. It's up here. But some things that I've learned from college, you know, and just my experiences within the past 4 years is it's okay to deviate. It's okay to be the odd one out at times, because sometimes it takes that step out or that leap out or that jump out to actually feel like, man, I'm actually becoming myself. I'm actually starting to grow the way that I always thought that I could. And, you know, I've seen instances, and you have experienced instances where you thought people would be there to support you, you know, maybe more than they actually are. And that's just, you know, it's something that happens and you must deal with, but it's a part of this process of, you know, becoming yourself and growing, and really trying to figure out what the hell we're supposed to be doing in life. Like, what, not just we're supposed to be doing, but what you're supposed to be doing. You know, I'm not like some motivational speaker, like, you know, this is what you gotta do, this is what you gotta do. Look, I think it's just very tough. None of us really know why we're here. We all have different experiences. We all take all those things into account when we're like, how do we live our lives, you know? And what does that even mean in the long run? Like, what do we want to get out of life? And I think it's important that as you grow and develop, that you actually find other people that have that same idea of what do I want to get out of life? Because it doesn't stay the same from high school to college all the time. Like, just because you're cool with somebody in high school and y'all have the same mindset and have the same aspirations, as you have new experiences and they have new experiences, it's inevitable that you're gonna deviate and create your own path with your own ideas that may or may not be the same as that person that you were once very cool with, which I feel like is okay. And sometimes it's cool to have friends and stay in contact with people who are doing different things and have different outlooks on life, but I think it's important to make sure that they have the same trajectory as you. If they're not going up and you're trying to go up, but they're staying straight. They're just looking ahead they're looking at what they have right now instead of looking forward and actually dreaming of more. Or they're settling with what they have now and thinking, why would I want to change it when you sort of have your mind on something totally different? And this could be with friends, this can be with family, this could be with anyone. I mean, there's just so many instances where just because we're all unique humans, it's good to have compromise sometimes, but you have to remain true to yourself. You have to have that personal integrity as well. And that's just, it's a very, very touchy subject. You know, it's a very shaky line of, you know, do you compromise or do you do what you want to do? Do you conform to social norms or do you stand out and do something unique? And sometimes it's good to just fit in to get by for a little bit because it's less stressful. That's what, for the most part, humans are the same. There are a few small differences that separate us, you know, usually expressed through our personalities and our actions, but humans have the same basic desires and needs. And the only thing that changes that offers some variety is our experiences and furthermore, our thoughts. I mean, subsequently, our thoughts, you know, our experiences guide those thoughts. That could be what you watch, what you do, what you participate in. Those things consciously and subconsciously drive your thought and your actions, you know, after that. So it's just this whole idea of, like, you know, taking those lessons that, you know, whether it was your mom, your dad, your grandmother, or someone that was just there to teach you those lessons and be like, you know, say all these things that may have sounded cliche and repetitive, but really taking into consideration now, hey, is it really good that, is it the best thing for me to keep on doing this with these people? Because sometimes you don't want to cut yourself totally off from someone you care about just because you want to do better, because sometimes that positive spirit is actually infectious. Like, you doing something good will inspire them to do something good at times. And it's not something you can depend on, and you can't force them to change with you, you know, or be mad that they're not going to change, but rather just be content with the fact that, okay, we're living our own parallel lives. We'll have a connection from, you know, at some level, but that doesn't mean you have to go in the same trajectory, you know, of someone that you aren't as cool with anymore. And that's just something very specific, and that's just one of the things that, you know, I've learned in the past 4 years. You know, so I'm just going to let that be, you know, for this episode. I'll keep it short. But I'm glad to be back. I'm glad that you listened all the way through. I appreciate it. I hope that it was able to inspire some thought in you, you know, ignite, you know, challenge some thoughts you may have or anything like that. So I hope that this can help you moving forward. Remember, I have many episodes with so many different artists and just people. Just everybody is just, I don't want to classify someone as an artist because they're really just a person who does art. You know, because a lot of these people, they're not one-dimensional. Just because you do art doesn't mean you are an artist. Just because, you know, just because you are a student doesn't mean that you're a scholar. Just because you're athletic doesn't mean that you're an athlete. So I try to stay away from categorizing people that way. But, you know, on so many episodes, you can find people with all these different talents. You know, they're expressing their passions. And it's really just great dialogue, great discourse to keep your mind open to new ideas and things that people are doing that may not find the news or you may not see on social media. So be sure to subscribe, tune in, like, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, everywhere you can listen. Go ahead and do that. So be sure to stay tuned, and I will see you next time on Cloud 10 Radio. Who knows? We might even have a special guest or something like that. So I'm not gonna give nothing away, but just remember, stay cool. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.